This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. It's supposed to be a time of joy, but the holiday season can be stressful for some people. In today's Vital Signs, Brittany Bearden, a registered dietitian and sports nutrition manager with Texas Health Sports Medicine in Fort Worth, explains how food, of all things, can help manage that stress.
You know, there are certain kind of situations, whether it's family dynamics, friends, social settings, whatever it is that causes that stress, whether it's kind of you put it on yourself or not. There's kind of certain hormones that we think about with the stress hormones, cortisol being one, that increases blood glucose in the bloodstream. Adrenaline can raise your heart rate, blood pressure. So there's different things that are happening kind of on a physiological level. Your habits, including your diet, can impact and help manage that stress.
So if you simply watch what you eat and drink, you can manage that.
It can help. So we, of course, want to exercise regularly still through the holidays,
sure.
You know, maintain a healthy sleep schedule, that kind of stuff. When we look at the diet, there are a couple of nutrients that can be helpful for just our overall well-being and then our mental health as well.
For instance?
Carbohydrates, for example, do provide that energy. And certain carbohydrates contain tryptophan, which is an amino acid. And coming off of Thanksgiving, you probably are familiar with tryptophan being that amino acid that's in turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually a precursor for serotonin. And serotonin can help improve your mood. And whole grains in particular, even though carbohydrates provide energy, whole grains are a good source of that tryptophan, particularly oatmeal. So oatmeal has that tryptophan, which can help increase serotonin. And oatmeal is a good whole grain, fiber-rich carbohydrate, so that it also helps fill you up and provide longer lasting energy. And then another nutrient that's really important is omega-3 fatty acids. Appropriate levels are linked to a lower risk of depression. And omega-3 fatty acids play an important role in brain health. Eating omega-3 fatty acids, particularly fatty fish like salmon and tuna, it's a rich source of DHA. That nutrient is helpful for like the cell membranes in the brain, and it also can help turn on the genes to increase serotonin as well.
What kind of choices then should we be making then at holiday time in terms of eating?
We want to eat a balanced, healthy diet overall, which is going to include lean proteins, those good, complex, fiber-rich carbohydrates,
mm-hmm.
fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. That's one that a lot of times, just in general life, we don't eat enough of, but particularly during the holidays, that's one that a lot of people don't get enough of. So the fruits and vegetables are going to contain vitamin C, which will help keep your immune system strong, magnesium, B vitamins, all of those which have been shown to be beneficial for your mental health as well. So we really want to have a good balanced overall diet. We still want to try to eat consistently, because I think the biggest thing with holiday eating is our schedules are always different, whether it be travel or family schedules, social schedules, parties that dictate our eating schedule. So
mm-hmm.
still trying to maintain a healthy eating schedule, which is eating, you know, at least 3 meals and then snacks if needed, and then getting a balance of nutrients throughout the day.
You say at least 3 meals, and then there are some who recommend maybe even 4 to 6. I assume we're talking smaller meals.
Both can work. So depending on what you prefer, if you like kind of 3 more regular size meals, or if you like to snack, then we can do smaller meals and include snacks between meals.
Herbal teas can help in this as well.
They have an amino acid called L-theanine,
mm-hmm.
which has been shown to kind of, it has a synergistic effect with caffeine. So it helps calm and relax you. So a green tea, black tea, that's going to contain theanine, and then green tea is also going to be pretty rich in antioxidants as well.
Caffeine or decaffeinated make any difference?
You know, with that synergistic effect with theanine, we could do one with caffeine to help with that. And teas do have a lower content of caffeine than than coffee.
Just out of curiosity, is there anything amongst all of that fun stuff that we like to dip into that might actually be helpful?
Food provides nutrition, but it does a lot more than just provide nutrition. I mean, eating with your family and friends during the holiday is a big part of enjoying the holiday season. So definitely not to say you have to 100% eat healthy throughout the holidays, because that's not going to happen, and that's okay. Enjoy the holidays with friends and family, and then after the holiday season, we want to get back to our healthy eating habits.
I suppose the enjoyment can help with the stress as well.
Absolutely.
Brittany Bearden, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Sam.